Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to hear you guys be on the show again.
Well, let's try. Okay, so let's get to Sunday night, Monday night. The NFL did a great job of settling the labor part of it for 10 years to then set up the next part, which is the TV part. So what does Disney/ESPN want to do to attempt to wrest the package of Sunday Night Football away from NBC?
Well, first off, they're willing to put it on ABC or like to put it on ABC. But right now, ESPN, Disney, they pay about $2 billion per year for Monday Night Football, which the games aren't as good as what NBC has on Sunday night, which is the number one primetime package and also number one rated show on network TV. ESPN's point of view is that they are paying the most, and so they should get the best games. It's a pretty good argument for Disney. So they would like to take that Sunday night package from NBC if they're still going to spend the most. One of the other reasons that they do spend the most is that they have to pay for all the highlights you see every day on ESPN. That's part of the package. You know, you can value that about $400-500 million. That's still half a billion more that they're paying, and they have no Super Bowl. So I could see Disney's reasoning behind it. Will the NFL go with it? That remains to be seen, but it's definitely there's a fight going on there.
How does the NFL feel about NBC's presentation of Sunday night?
Well, that's where NBC does have an advantage. They have the best presentation, you could argue, of any of the networks. With the one game, they have Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth. It's a very strong team. Everyone has their opinions. You know, obviously Tony Romo has become considered the top NFL analyst for games. But still, again, like I said, everyone can have their opinion, but that's a really strong broadcast booth. Their producer, Fred Gidelli, has been doing it a long time, and so he's very well respected. That said, I don't know if that will win the day. It will be a factor, tie goes to the runner kind of thing. If it's if they're both willing to spend the same amount of money, then I think they would stick with NBC because it's a better presentation and the continuity of it. But if ESPN, Disney/ABC is willing to pay much more than I don't think the fact that NBC is the best production will is going to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars to make up the difference.
And now let's deal with a fallacy. Broadcast booths don't make a difference in this situation, really, do they?
No, they don't really. I've talked to people, high level people who are involved in this, and they that's not a huge factor. Now, that said, there's a big sweepstakes we just had, right before the pandemic started last March. So when I think it was April that the contract went down with Tony Romo, who got $17.5 million a year. The total value is $180 million when you consider all the perks and extras he has over 10 years. So why did he get $17.5 million? Well, because ESPN wanted him for Monday Night Football. Well, why did they want him? Well, they did want to go into the negotiation saying we're willing to spend the most. We just got the top analyst, and to that, their calculations. And CBS also went with this at the end of the day. If I'm spending $2 billion, or in CBS's case, a little more than $1 billion a year, what's another $18 million to have the best analyst? And so to impress the NFL. But still, at the end of the day, if you put that $18 million into your bid, you might be better off than just spending the money on the broadcaster. So it's a factor in some regards in terms of perception, but I think at the end of the day, it comes down to money.
That's usually what it comes down to, as you and I both know. It comes down to that. What's your initial read on Thursday night, which has popped around from CBS to NBC to Fox? What are some of the possibilities for Thursday night?
Here's a theory. I haven't written this, tweeted it, so exclusive for Steve Jones show.
There you go, Andrew.
A good chance that, or I shouldn't say good chance, a chance that the Thursday package is linked with the Sunday package. So ESPN/ABC wants two packages. It kind of makes some sense. You say, well, here, take the best. You get the best package now, but you also got to take Thursday, because Thursday has sort of been difficult for any of the networks to really make work. It's been around now. It's been on CBS. It's been on NBC. Now it's on Fox. And of course, it's also on NFL Network. and just the games aren't as good and the appetite for it isn't as great. But the NFL still likes that extra money. So I don't think Thursday night it's going to be there. Will networks all be maybe have some interest in it, but maybe not the price that Fox is paying, which is inordinate right now. But could I see them saying to someone like ESPN / ABC, you know what? Yeah, we'll give you Sunday night, but I think Thursday as well. Could you see ESPN having Thursday night football? It kind of feels kind of right when you think about it, and ABC taking Sunday or even Monday for that matter, if they get a better schedule on Monday. So that's where I think maybe Disney's second package comes from. It could be that Thursday. But then here's another one, though, is that maybe ESPN says, no, we like Monday Night Football. We want to keep it on ESPN, and we also want Sunday night, so that NBC could be left going for Thursday. But the key there is that I think NBC might be in a position where they paid a little bit more. Maybe it's a four-network rotation for the Super Bowl, because that's where the money, not all is, but there's a lot of money in that Super Bowl, of course. And so, but that package is really the worst of all of them. And then the wild card in all this is Amazon and Apple.
Right.
Could they, they have deep pockets, and could they be factors? I don't think so. Can't rule them entirely out, but I don't think, I think they'll be involved in the digital aspect of it. The games on Fox or ESPN, and then you have it on Amazon Prime, digitally. I think that's possible, but I don't know if they're going to get, unless they just really dig down deep and say that we want this, and obviously they have so much money, then maybe they can get a standalone package. But nothing, I don't think a real marquee. Thursday would probably be the best if I even doubt that one.
So let's take this a step further in all this. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, ESPN ABC does get a Thursday night package. Where does this leave NFL Network? Because now you'd have that package already on cable and ESPN.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. So maybe my theory that I gave you,
I actually was like such a good theory, you just put a pin in it. I don't know. I have to look at the cable deals. Look, I think for the NFL Network cable deals, they have to have a certain amount of games on to keep their rate where it is. So that's why they do. It is like maybe 4 to 6 maybe standalone games, and then the rest are simulcast with Fox. So they just get over that Mendoza line that they have for that. I would say that NFL Networks is a factor, but as they go forward, I'm not sure as how big a factor is, because we know that cable, that business is changing. So it's not as big a play for the NFL now. They like that the fees that they get, like everyone else at ESPN does. But long term, would they be better off just having NFL Network? But maybe that's not where the future home of the game might be. Which maybe at first blush, when they first started NFL Network, you kind of looked at it, this could replace ESPN. Now where the world is gone, with cord cutting, doesn't look as great a play as it did when it first came out with the NFL Network.
Andrew, Major League Baseball for a moment. TBS, Turner already has its deal set with Major League Baseball. Where does ESPN now stand with MLB?
Yeah, they're still negotiating, and from what I'm told, that Monday, Wednesday national game window, I think that could go away. Pretty good chance of that.
And ESPN could keep Sunday Night Baseball, and then if the extended playoffs that we just saw, if they can agree to that, Major League Baseball and the Players Association, so those continue, I could see ESPN, from ABC, having that most of the first round, if not all of it. I think that's where they go. Where ESPN's going, it used to be ESPN bought everything. It was basically, wholesale. And they had marquee events. And then, obviously, it's moved into more of the marquee events.
Yeah.
But now that wholesale business is kind of going to ESPN Plus, where, they're trying to get as many games and every kind of function that you could have on that platform. And so ESPN is becoming more of, they want destination events. So they think like a home run derby is one in baseball. Sunday night, a little bit, not as much, but a little bit. And then the playoffs. I do think they were disappointed not to be able to bid on the league championship series.
Baseball just let Turner have the deal in their exclusive window. Now they did raise the price 65%, and maybe in this climate, I think the MLB just said, you know what, let's just take a bite of the apple, you know, because we don't know where things are going. But I do think ESPN would have wanted to be in that LCS talks. I don't know about the DSs, because the division series,
right,
kind of, if you look at where they have a schedule to get, they interfere with college football.
And plus, Turner, I believe, in their new deal, instead of being on Sunday during the regular season, they get a Tuesday night out of it. So
yeah,
there would be at least
a
game in the middle
next year, the year after.
Yeah. A fascinating local New York story, but it's a name that people nationally know. Craig Carton is back on WFAN, and he, you know, I think some people know his story, but I'll just do a, and if I miss something, I'll just do a quick
sure,
bullet point of here. He went to prison. Wire and securities fraud, I believe, because he owed like $4.8 million because of gambling debts. And, you know, he did various ways to do this. Well, it ends up he goes in prison. He gets a second chance out of this. You've had a chance to talk to him. A, did you sense that you were talking to a different guy than you'd either heard or talked to before? And what does he take from his second chance at such a high-profile job?
So to answer your question, do I think he's a little bit different? I do. Will he be different on the air? He's been on the air now. He went on for an hour to kind of talk to the audience after he spoke with me and I did my story. He didn't sound that much different. So I think, you know, he's, you know, just for people who maybe don't know, so for 10 years, after Don Imus, you know, legendary figure, got in trouble for saying racist things about the Rutgers basketball team and got fired,
Craig Carton came in, and with Boomer Esiason, the former All-Pro quarterback with the Bengals, they had a successful number one rated in the morning talk show on WFAN, the biggest sports station in New York. And then Carton got in trouble, gambling debt. He's an admitted gambling addict, and went to prison for what was a 3.5-year term. The short way to put it, he got out early for good behavior. After serving in Lewisburg, and minimum security, and he now is getting a second chance. And yeah, it's an interesting story. I mean, we in New York, the radio business is sort of like another team to cover between ESPN, which is led by Michael Kay, who's the Yankee announcer, in the afternoons,
yep,
and then now, you know, for years and years, it was Mike and the Mad Dog, and then it was just Mike Francesa. And now it's Craig Carton, and his partner is Evan Roberts. Been around a long time. He's a young guy, but he's only 37, but he's a, been around for a good 15 years now. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Is he changed? I'm not sure about that. How much? I think he's a little bit remorseful. I mean, he takes responsibility. He says pretty much the right thing. But in terms of how he'll be on the air, I think he'll be... I think he'll be similar. I mean, I think he has to change a little bit. When I jumped down the empathy, I mean, he did say he was going to be more empathetic, but it wasn't like, I don't know. We'll see where it comes. I mean, he was pretty outspoken. You know, he said that the people who complain about him getting the second chance or in the radio business, that they have 3 years to take his spot and they just need to get better, basically. That's what his comment was for that. But he's a pretty, you know, he's obnoxious. He's entertaining. He's funny, but very obnoxious. It should be fun.
Yeah, because he was in Lewisburg, as you mentioned, which is what, 10 miles from the station? All right, it's 10 miles away from the stations where it was. They probably, in the background, probably had this show on. He said, man, I got to get back. All right. Andrew, it's always...
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Hey, if I can't make fun of myself, I can't make fun of anybody.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much. You're brilliant at your work and just always great to talk to.
All right, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Be well. Be safe.
You too, my friend.
Everyone's safe, especially today.